I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence, because the Russians are unlikely, except in a very few cases, to ever stand trial in the United States.
Do you believe that? Are we going to bring back the Alien and Sedition Act, whereby if you criticize American foreign policy, you could be prosecuted?
She would. That woman would. That woman never got my vote. She never got my opinion that she could be elected president. That woman is a disaster. She was a disaster as first lady. She's a disaster as secretary of state. She's a disaster now. Now, what would I do? What would I do if I went to her and I said, do you know what we did in this election, in that election, starting in 1948 with Harry Truman and the Italians? Do you know what we did in this, that, and the other election in the last 5 years? Well, what if Putin demanded at the UN Security Council, for example, some kind of accountability for those actions? You're a bitch, lady, and you need to go hide yourself somewhere.
Colonel, I can see Chris, and he's roaring over this. Can we cut what you just said and feature it? You know, we laugh about this. It's quite serious. California, Governor Newsom just signed a law making these AI memes, these deepfake things, illegal. You know, some people put together a satire of Kamala Harris. It's hilarious. It's not her, but it looks like her and it sounds like her. We're not gonna run it. How can that be against the law? The Supreme Court has held that satire, propaganda, coarse, harsh, caustic, antagonistic, obscene, hateful speech, all protected.
Yes.
protected.